I'm David Brancaccio. Given the virus, Macy's is now furloughing most of its 125,000 employees. All the company's 775 locations, including Bloomingdale's, have been closed since March 18th. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
Macy's says it's already done what it can financially, like drawing down from its line of credit and suspending dividend payments. Now, it has to reduce its workforce. Joel Bynes at Alex Partners says expect other department stores to follow suit and also ask for things like rent deferrals as we roll over into a new month and payments are due.
This is the week that we'll begin to see some of those announcements start to come out, either formally or informally.
The digital side of Macy's business will remain open, including its distribution and call centers. Denise Dalhoff at the Conference Board says a lot of big retailers are already trying to sell this season's clothes at a discount online.
Much of the merchandise is sitting in stores now. So when stores reopen, there will be older merchandise that retailers want to clear.
Macy's says its furloughed employees will get health insurance through May and that it hopes to bring people back on a staggered basis as soon as it's able to resume business. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.